Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the tires and drummers go crack.
We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. A little Heartland music there with John Mellencamp, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question. Watch the video. We got a brand new video up there this week and lots of other stuff, including the body of work that Janet Christie has given us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust. You can find her suite there. C-H-R-I-S-T-Y is how you spell her last name. And that's Janet with a J. I'm Jim with a J, and we're having a great visit talking about supplier diversity. Janet, leverageanddevelopment.com, is that your website?
Yes, it is.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. They can find your books there. 101 Winning Marketing Actions and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, all that stuff there, folks. Let Janet help you if you find the things that we talk about are something that you'd be interested in. Janet, we're talking about supplier diversity. We're talking about becoming the whole world of becoming a certified business to be able to qualify for government contracts, either through a government agency or a government contractor. These companies have supplier diversity coordinators, right? Are they the people who are supposed to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to do business with them if they can?
That is exactly what they're supposed to do. And sometimes they're called small business liaisons or something like that.
Right.
Because most of these supplier diversity policies do include an intent to do business with all small businesses.
Right.
So, And like we said in the earlier segment, Michelin is having a federal contract. They're supposed to spend 23% of the money they spend with small businesses.
And that 23%
category.
And that 23% is then broken down into other subcategories, right? Like minority, women-owned, et cetera.
Well, actually, the 5% to women-owned and the 2% to veteran-owned is in addition to the
23%. In addition to the, okay, all right, that's good. I didn't realize that. All right, so I want to know, though, how was the supplier diversity coordinator program working out? And as the rubber meets the road out here in the marketplace, how are those guys doing? How are they performing the job, in your opinion?
Well, some are doing excellent, and some are doing lousy.
Yeah.
And let me say it this way. We've all experienced the gatekeeper when we were trying
right.
to sell product or service
right.
to somebody. In the past, these are the original intent for supplier diversity coordinators and small business liaisons was that they would be a bridge between mm-hmm. the small businesses,
right.
the minority,
help,
and
help pave the way.
Right, but they would connect them to the proper buyer. And a lot of them are still functioning in that way. And so that serves two purposes. It helps the small businesses, like we were talking about, that social consciousness. It also helps that corporation or government agency meet their goals. So it serves, you know, two purposes, and that's what a bridge is for, get across from one side to the other. Unfortunately, it's almost as if some of them have now become gatekeepers. And maybe that's not what they mean to be. Maybe
mm-hmm.
that's not what they're actually working toward. But they go to a lot of conferences and trade shows, and, you know, you have the speed dating of the opportunities where
right.
you get 5 minutes.
I broadcast my show for many of those over the years. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, downplaying the benefits of those. But those people go to those, and you cannot find them in their office, and they are not real good about returning calls to small businesses.
So are you saying that they're better at the ceremonial part and the PR part, not so much at the rubber meets the road part?
Yes. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that is what I'm saying.
Well, that's a shame.
Now,
and why do you think that is? Do you think it's because they've got too many people to deal with? Do you think it's because they've already made up their mind? they've gotten lazy, or what do you think?
Well, it could be any and all of the ones you just listed, but I think one of the problems is they may not understand, because they may not have been in business or something, so I don't think they understand the diplomat position, the go-between position.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to think that as long as they have touched a bunch of people and attended mm-hmm. a lot of events, that they I'll check that off their list.
They decide that they're really more of a glad hander, more ceremonial glad hander to promote the policy rather than execute on the policy.
Yes. And if you pay attention to it, you can discern that the same as you can with any other glad
right.
hander. You know,
right.
They don't have to have on a plaid jacket
right.
For you to understand that they're a used car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're doing that kind of thing, you know, then it's not that there's not a supplier diversity policy and not an opportunity, but you may have to actually go around them
yeah.
instead of using them.
But that's going to be hard to do. And I'll tell you, Janet, as you and I have talked, I'm going to be doing more reporting on this kind of thing, where companies say one thing, but they're doing something else when it comes to small business. I'm going to be doing more reporting on this, and I want to thank you for bringing this to our attention. Will you continue to work to look into this and bring us back more reports on this issue?
I definitely will. Yes.
I appreciate that. It's all on behalf of small business owners. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, leverageanddevelopment.com. She'll be back another day. I will be too after these messages. Thanks, Janet. We'll see you next time.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.